Pop-Up Theatre presents Scott Forgot the Title, a book review hosted by Alexandria Tam.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Pop-Up Theatre's Dinner Theatre series, where we discuss all things related to the world of performing arts. My guest today is the founder of Pop-Up Theatre, writer and director for stage, screen, and audio, our very own Mr. Scott McQuaid. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, how am I, Becky?
A little backstory if you're a first-time listener to our channel. Scott's not so big on the interviews. However, I managed to Jedi mind trick him into coming here to speak about his debut book, three one-act comedy plays under the title that is Scott Forgot the Title. So you're an author now.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
So these plays are works that you have previously staged, right?
Well, yeah, two of them have been staged, but Horrors to Kill a Couch has yet to be staged. It was actually due for a performance in 2020, but the world had other plans.
I'm sure we'll get to it eventually. Okay, so you mentioned one of the plays there being Horrors to Kill a Couch, and the other two are Angry Pajamas and My Zombie Ex. All of them have quirky titles, and the plays themselves are very silly and playful, but how would you describe your writing style?
Well, you could probably answer that better than me. I mean, you're the one who's either performing in them or editing the script.
Yeah, maybe. But the listeners want to hear from the writer, its creator.
Do they, though? I mean, surely the mystique is far more appealing than the actual truth.
Well, why don't you let them be the judge of that? I apologize, listeners. It's this kind of banter that is a recurring theme on a daily basis here at Pop-Up Theatre.
Yeah, but you say that.
Answer the question, love.
Okay, all right. What was the question again?
How would you describe your writing style?
Wonky and bad spelling.
Stop! Are you going to answer these questions or not?
All right. My writing is a reflection of society's endeavour to conceal and camouflage the beauty of the surreal, absurd and unimaginable through a grounded narrative with unconventional and eccentric characters.
Okay. What does that even mean?
I have no idea, but it sounded good, right? I was on a roll. Should have wrote it down. Hang on. We are. my storytelling is character-driven. The premise and the plot is usually set out from the get-go, but I place my audience's investment in the characters. So they're actually there to ultimately just see the characters be themselves. And once you place them in, like, absurd and farcical scenarios, then their intricacies are heightened, and that's what brings the best comedy.
All right, so let's go through the stories of the three plays featured in your book. Angry Pajamas is about a woman who has made the decision to end her life by jumping off the ledge of her apartment building. But then another resident turns up on the ledge with the same idea of killing himself. The circumstances become conflicted when the two of them end up having a romantic connection.
Yep. Happens all the time, eh?
The second play is called Horrors to Kill a Couch.
Yeah, guess what that's about.
The play begins with a new tenant entering his apartment to find Horace, his fast-talking, philosophical, homicidal couch that proceeds to kill off all his neighbours.
Obviously based on a true story, that one.
Shh. And the last play, My Zombie X, is set in a London pub where a barman struggles with grief of his ex-girlfriend who died a year ago, only to return as a zombie on the anniversary of her death to pick up the relationship where it left off.
Yeah, we've all been there, right?
Yep, very relatable. So where do you get these ideas for your stories?
Mostly from life.
Sure.
No, I'm serious. Generally, something I've heard or seen. It can be a conversation I've had, or I've seen a picture, or read something in an article. That's usually the inspiration that leads the entire story. The characters are kind of developed through exploring the narrative and what could make it awkward and funny, you know?
Right. And do you remember the inspiration for any of these plays?
Yeah, I remember all three of them. So Angry Pajamas was when I was waiting in the doctor's clinic, and I saw this poster on the wall, and he had this, like, a picture of this guy, like, standing on the ledge of a building. And above it, it read, "If you're feeling suicidal, visit your doctor." And I just found it amusing because I thought, if you're standing on the ledge of a building ready to jump, you know, maybe you should have seen your doctor a lot earlier than the poster suggests, you know. I just found that really funny. That's where that come from.
And what about Horace the Killer Couch? What's the story behind that?
So I was playing with my daughter Summer. She was like 4 at the time, and we were playing like Disney princesses in the castle, you know, as you do. And she suddenly picked up like the couch, like a toy couch on me, and she started using it as a villain and talking like, "Oh, like, hey, I'm gonna kill you," you know, all this stuff to the princesses. And I just thought it was comedy gold. So yeah, that's where I kind of got that.
That's so good. And what about My Zombie Ex?
Well, I dated this girl once, and let me just say, no, not really. I was in a bookshop, and I passed by the comic section, and on one of the covers, there was this zombie girl that was, that they had drawn her, like, in a very sexy way, and that just got me thinking. I thought, what would it be like to date a zombie?
Good God.
Just kind of come from there.
Right, and circling back to the characters, were any of these quirky personalities in your book based on actual people you know or cross paths with?
So I've met a lot of people on my travels and living in different corners of the planet. So naturally I picked up certain personalities and wove them together to make one character sometimes. But the actual character from literally life that was put straight onto page, there's only one, and that's Lord Valen, who is in Horace the Killer Couch. It's a guy I met, an English guy. His name was Anthony Valen, and he carried himself so theatrically and spoke of himself in a third person, which was gold, you know. And I called him Lord Valen, and he kind of liked it as well. It would egg him on a bit more, you know. So he is literally, taken from life and put into the fictional world. But, other characters, just a little bit of here and there.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, folks, I guess you'll have to read Scott's book to find out about Lord Valen and the other eccentric characters that Scott has written. Speaking about the book, actually, we went through a rather long process of proofreading, editing, and re-editing this book for publishing. But I have to know, even way before you knew any of these were going to be published as a book, was there anything you cut out from the plays, maybe extra scenes or alternate endings?
Well, you always go through different drafts. Obviously, there are scenes I've wrote in plays, in movies, and then, you know, you take them out. I do remember in My Zombie X, there was a scene where Ophelia served just somebody that come into the bar and ordered a cocktail, and she was making a cocktail and her finger fell off because she's decaying, right? So her finger fell off into the drink, and the guest sort of took it off thinking it was like a gimmick thing of the cocktail. But I decided to cut it because it didn't really add anything to the story, and it was kind of slowing down the pace.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there was that scene.
Right. So I'd say you're half decent at writing at most. I'm kidding. You're one heck of a writer, if I do say so myself. And I'm not getting paid to say that, guys. But I'm sure you ran into hurdles along the way. Which was the most difficult play in this book to write?
I don't know. I mean, all of them have their different challenges, I suppose. Oh, there was, Angry Pajamas. So I had the premise down, the fact that these two people on the ledge and they're both going to commit suicide at the same time. And that's a funny sort of scenario. But there was this character called Edgar who was like leaning out the window, and he says very, very un-PC things and is very heartless. But he speaks truths, and they're very funny the way he says it. And I was thinking the character's not gelling. I don't think the audience are going to like him, and I want him to be liked. Otherwise the comedy won't work. So I was sitting down with Summer, and again, she was like watching one of her, it was Sesame Street. She was watching Sesame Street and Elmo was on. And I thought, what if I turn him into a puppet? So Edgar become a puppet. My idea was that the audience would accept all these hard truths coming from this character, Edgar, in his very own unique, un-PC way, because it's coming from a puppet. I mean, it's still all in context, but it was a gamble. But it paid off. The show was a success, and long after that show, people kept asking me, when is Edgar coming back? More recently, we'd done a virtual play called My Prom Date, The Axe Murder, which obviously you were in, and that marked Edgar's return to the stage, and we got a lot of good reviews, or
rather he got a lot of good reviews. What can I say? Power of a puppet.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, if there's anything I know you for, it's how absurdly quirky your work always is. It's the Scott McQuaid trademark that we all love. But sometimes, maybe more than sometimes, even I question your ideas. Tell me, how did you come up with the title for the book, and what the heck is that design?
Well, actually, I'd thought of this really smart, witty title. Well, at least I thought it was. And I was out having coffee with a friend and telling them about the idea of, you know, compiling these plays into a book. And they said, you know, what's the title? And I just went blank. I couldn't think of it. So I just said, Scott forgot the title. And they laughed. So I took that reaction as my cue. As for the cover design, I just kind of followed the title. So I knew I had to feature a version of Scott on the cover, but just kind of make it quirky.
And was there any particular reason why you wanted to illustrate your own book?
Yeah, I think I'm guilty of being a bit of a control freak. I mean, in as much as the creative process is concerned, you know, not so much in life, actually not at all in life, you know, people see the way I live. So I think I knew I had to draw my own designs to get it exactly how I wanted it.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. So do you see yourself publishing any more of your plays in a book?
Yeah, I'd like to. I have a collection building up of these short 20-minute plays that I've wrote, and some of them we performed, and, you know, they're here on Pop-Up Theatre Channel. And I'd like to kind of compile maybe like 10 of them and put them into a book, because I do think there is a decline in like original plays being published for playhouses and colleges and unis. They don't get that much new material, you know, coming out, because theatre gives enormous scope to dramatic literature, which other media can't really do. You know, it's all very good studying Shakespeare and Aristotle, but you're not really expanding your audience.
Right.
The idea of theatre is to tell stories for all kinds of audiences and from all walks of life, you know. It's not just for the academic elite, you know. It should be for everybody.
There we go. Scott McQuaid making the world a better place, one quirky play at a time.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, talking about your hopes and dreams, what's your goal for this book? Entertainment? Maybe someone staging your play somewhere across the globe?
Yeah, exactly. I'd be extremely humbled to see someone producing one of my plays. You know, it would be really interesting to see how they interpret the material as well. You know, I'm sure I could learn something by watching someone else's version of my play.
Yeah, definitely. So that just about wraps up this interview. Once again, thank you for being a guest on the show.
Like I had a choice, but okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, you really didn't. Okay, so for those who are interested in purchasing Scott's book of plays, you can buy it on Amazon worldwide, available in paperback, ebook, and Kindle. If you're not familiar with Scott's work, then I highly advise you to check out Pop-Up Theatre's YouTube channel, where you can see some of his plays for free there. Now, listener, if you've made it this far, we have a little surprise for you. We're giving away Scott's book, Scott Forgot the Title, to two lucky winners. To enter the giveaway, check out our Instagram account at pop_up_theatre. The link to our Instagram page is in the show notes or in the description if you're on YouTube. Follow the simple steps there and be in the running to be one of the first people to get their hands on Scott McQuaid's book of plays. The giveaway runs for 2 weeks from the date this podcast episode was posted, so act fast. Once again, visit our Instagram page at pop_up_theatre to enter the giveaway. Don't miss out. See you there and good luck. And don't forget, you can catch our podcast on all major streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Google Podcasts, YouTube, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. I'm your host, Alexandra Tan. Until next time.